Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the pre-opening commodity market report. This morning, USDA released its ending stocks estimates for 2006-2007 and 2007-2008. The numbers look like this for 2006-2007. Corn, 1.137 billion bushels. Soybeans, 600 million bushels. For 2007-2008, ending stocks look like this. Corn, 1.502 billion bushels. Soybeans, 245 million bushels. Wheat, 418 million bushels. This morning, USDA also released export sales data for the week ending July 5th. Those numbers look like this. In wheat for this year, 43.5 million bushels. Corn this year, 39.7 million bushels. Next year, 19.4 million bushels. Soybeans this year, 5.3 million bushels. And next year, 1.4 million bushels. The Midwest direct hog markets today are expected to trade from steady to $1 per hundredweight lower due to continued slow packer interest amid adequate supplies for the current slaughter rates. Terminals are called mostly steady to weaker in a light volume test, tops from $44.50 to $47. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $44.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, July 11th, negotiated swine purchases were 11,472. For the base market hog on 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $58.50 to $68.50. The weighted average, $65.19, a loss of 67 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $47.17 to $53.11, the weighted average $51.04. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 9,157. The base price range was $57.75 to $72. The weighted average was $66.46, a gain of, no, make that a loss, rather, of $1.15 from Tuesday. And on a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $44.81 to $52.84, while the weighted average was $49.41. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. First off, quick look at the U.S. Drought Monitor, and the latest maps show improvement in the southeastern U.S. There's still an area from central through northern Alabama into southern Tennessee that is in exceptional drought, extreme drought. The area has been diminished and taking out most of Mississippi with the exception of the northeast corner of the Magnolia State. There's also been a little bit of an improvement across areas in eastern, northeastern Georgia, although they are still in anywhere from severe to extreme drought there. There has been a return of abnormally dry conditions reported in extreme southeastern Illinois and Indiana. The eastern counties did not pick up very much rain, so they have gone from abnormally dry into what is considered now moderate drought. And moderate drought now extends across northwestern and central Ohio. Areas in the northwestern Corn Belt have also seen an expansion of the moderate drought from abnormally dry conditions over the last week. This week, the dryness is becoming a bigger impact across portions of northwestern Iowa. In through southern and east-central Minnesota, the Dakotas generally in pretty good shape, although eastern South Dakota is starting to get a little bit too dry, as is southwestern South Dakota. That's a condition that's been a little bit more persistent. And the latest computer models indicating that a ridge of high pressure, and that means hot and dry weather, will start to expand across the Corn Belt, so the weather will start to become a growing concern. Dryness and crop stress already an issue in the northwestern Corn Belt, and weather during the next 10 days to 2 weeks will maintain a restricted amount of rainfall, allowing crop moisture stress to expand. The most critically dry and warm weather will be in the far northwest, where production cuts are already probable. Well, weather in the eastern Midwest, less harsh, but there will likely be some increasing stress as greater dryness issues establish themselves over time. outside of the U.S., Australia and Canada's canola areas remain in favorable conditions for a while. With one exception, southern Alberta and southwestern Saskatchewan do need rain, and the situation will get a little worse before it gets any better. You know, we do have, we're a little short on time today, so quickly looking at the wheat information. Wheat harvest weather will improve in western and northern Europe over the next several days, but thunderstorms will return to the western and north by the early to middle portion of next week. Good to excellent harvest weather continuing for northern China's winter production areas. Drier weather still needed in the spring wheat areas of northeastern China, and U.S. hard-red wheat will encounter additional harvest delays over the next 2 days as locally heavy rain impacts Oklahoma and a few neighboring areas in Kansas and Texas. Good to excellent harvest weather is expected from northern Kansas through Nebraska into the heart of the Midwest. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 6.08 down 5, last trade down 5. At the Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 6.21 and 3 quarters, down a quarter, last trade up 5 and 3 quarters. Quarters. December 6.35 up 1, last trade up 5 and a quarter. July corn opened at 3.36 and a quarter, up a quarter, last trade down 3 and a half. December 3.55 and 3 quarters, up a quarter, last trade down 1. March 3.69 down a half, last trade down 4 and 3 quarters. July soybeans opened at 8.95 up 4, last trade up 9. November 9.23 and 3 quarters, up 1, last trade up 7 and 3 quarters. March 9.47 down a quarter, last trade up 5 and a quarter. July soybean meal opened at 246.70, up 30, last trade down 30. July soybean oil opened at 37.77, up 20, last trade up 23. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Clayton.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Well, this morning we have ending stocks numbers, world supply and demand estimate numbers, export sales numbers, and a debate about whether or not we have a continuing weather market. What gets traded?
Well, yeah, we got a real plate full this morning. What gets traded? Well, the report is going to be front and center, and weather shortly behind it, I guess, is the way I'd put it. And I think exports are almost inconsequential this morning, even though they were really good for wheat and also corn. Not so much for beans, but the supply demand report, just real briefly, they raised the corn carryover from 997 up to 1.5 billion bushels, and very bearish change, although not entirely unexpected. The average trade guess is 1.4 billion, but so by itself, that corn number is confirming a bearish fundamental situation as far as the report goes. Like I said, though, the weather, that's a whole other story. I'll get to that in a second. But the bean number, we've gone from a carryover. The current year last month was 320. They went down to 245. The average trade guess was 221. So really, the bean number carryover was not reduced as much as people thought it would be. So in that sense, I would say the bean numbers themselves were actually a little disappointing to the bull. I have a hard time calling it bearish when you lower the carryover by 75 million bushels. But it was definitely disappointing to the bull. However, the weather is eventually going to trump everything, and probably about 90 seconds after the opening, this report will be history. And as your weather announcement just said, you know, things are looking like to get very warm in another week or week and a half, and very, very little moisture. So weather concerns are certainly going to keep this market supported. The early calls I've heard are beans 6 to 9 higher. I'd heard corn 3 to 5 lower. Personally, I'd be surprised if corn opened that much lower, even though you have this bearish report. Just because of the weather, because of the strength in the beans and the wheat, I think corn will probably be not down that much.
So then does corn hold the July 3 low of the current move to the upside?
Yeah, I think the lows we saw last night will actually hold. I'd be surprised if we go below them, which I think on the low, these corn last night was right about a hair below 350, which was down about a nickel or so. If we get there on the opening, we won't get there. We'll be above it by the close. I mean, it'd be my feeling.
One of the interesting things of this report is also to look at world numbers, and the number that jumps out most at me at the moment, Clayton, is the corn ending stocks for 2007-2008, USDA raising those to 108.36 million metric tons. And last month it was at 91.80.
Yeah, huge jump. And the same thing in the coarse grains as a whole. As a matter of fact, wheat took a huge jump on a world basis. So, you know, that would temper things, no doubt about that. But here again, when the U.S. is the single biggest contributor to those numbers, and you're in the middle of pollination and, you know, the vast majority of the growing area, even though that's you know, a very bearish world development, it's very iffy because the current yield is completely up in the air.
What do you think that the current yield model is over at the trading floor?
Well, you know, some of those private estimates have been coming out in the 155 to 157 area, something like that for corn. USDA stuck with their 150.3. But I would guess the trade is probably looking at something like 153 to 155 in there somewhere. But fully recognizing that it will pull back somewhat. I mean, most of those yields, you know, when the yield models, when you tie them into the crop condition reports and so forth, tend to wilt this time of the growing season anyway. And that looks like that will definitely be the case here in the short run anyhow. So 153 to 155 is probably where we are now, but getting ready to notch downward a little bit as far as expectations go.
Thank you, Clayton.
Okay, you bet.
Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities. You're listening to WILL Urbana. We join the BBC in progress.